This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born May 24th in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. As part of the legendary duo Cheech and Chong, he is responsible for such classic comedy albums as Big Bamboo, The Wedding Album, and Los Cajinos, and such classic films as Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong's Next Movie, and Nice Dreams. He has his own line of cannabis products, Chong's Choice, and these days, you can see him reprising his role as Leo on the Netflix series, That 90s Show. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, comedy legend, Tommy Chong.
Tommy.
Hey, what's up, Johnny? Hey,
how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm sorry to hear about your mom. That's very sad news.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. It's always tough, man, to lose those friends, right? Like the people you love.
What's that?
It's always tough to lose somebody that you love, whether it be a friend or your mom. It's just the worst.
It is. It's going to happen to all of us.
Indeed.
But when it does, it's sad. There's no getting around it.
Listen, I'm going to need you to live forever.
It seems that way.
Listen, I'm just so glad I see you come up on the show, right? I follow you in the news or on those Google alerts, and it says, you know, whatever you got going. And it just makes me happy, man, because, you know, you got to keep moving in this world.
Yeah, especially when you don't know any better.
Yeah. How is Shelby?
I know. I'm like an old jock, you know.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, I'm going to be there.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of you are the proof. When people say cannabis will help you live longer, you know, take away inflammation, stress, just help you live a longer life. I mean, it's hard to argue it. You're 84 years old. You've fought your way through cancer. You're doing well. Everybody's great. You look great. You got the new TV show.
Yeah. You know, still here. And Cheech and I are about to go into another movie.
Good. That's
the
great.
The last one.
That's great.
In fact, we did a documentary, and they want to call it the last Cheech and Chong movie. But then as soon as we did it, we got an offer to do another movie. So it'll be the next to the last movie, I guess we'll call it. I don't know.
Oh, that's, you know what? I had to bring this up quickly. You know, Missouri just passed recreational weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where that prick Ashcroft was the governor at one point. And
Yeah. Well, you're in that no dope zone, you know.
Right. But I just thought,
but hey, you know what it is that, you know, the government's made so much money for weed being illegal, and they got these treaties with these countries around the world. So they're just kind of, I think they're letting the treaty run out. Oh, who knows what they're doing, you know.
Well, listen, I'm glad to see people be able to access that weed. For those who just want it recreationally and it makes you happy and makes you feel good and it takes your life in a better place, I say good on you. And those who need it medically, I say even better.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been experimenting with it lately, you know, because I got a product out that helps you sleep. And the trouble is, you know, you're always reaching for it before you just, you know, the old days of just doing it natural is gone. As soon as you find something works, you know, that you're reaching for that before you even need it.
Sure.
And But I found out there's some strains that give me energy. You know, all of a sudden I find myself walking, because as you get older, you know, just getting out of the chair is a hassle, you know.
Right, right.
But I'll smoke something and all of a sudden I'm jumping around like a young guy, and I thought, whoa, what is that? But being an old stoner, the memory is not that great.
my agent, Norm Schrutt, rest his soul, was 86 when he passed. But I can tell you, at 85, I was riding in the back seat of his Maserati, and he was dropping us at a hotel so he could go home, roll a joint, and then and fool around with his beautiful 60-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was his.
Yeah, that's
that
one thing,
move.
Man. You know, especially if you're, comfortably not filthy rich, but comfortably.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can pay your
if you
rent.
Own
yeah.
a house.
Yeah, of course.
That's how Russian girls they judge a guy. That's the first thing they ask. Do you own a house? And
right.
if they don't, it's like, I'll see you later. Anyway, thank God.
You, I was talking to Jake for this because, you know, we're going to the Super Bowl, and I didn't realize you had run into Tom Brady and hung out with him.
Yeah, at that Colin McGregor fight, I was in a VIP section. It was kind of a double-edged thing, you know, because I'd just done an interview with Joe Rogan.
Right.
And I'm sort of like the opposite of Joe Rogan.
Sure, sure.
And you know, when I get high, I talk, and I don't care about anything. And so at the end of the interview, Joe showed me his gym. You know, he had this huge gym, and you know, as an old bodybuilder, you know, I had to ask him, you know, the inevitable question. So, Joe, do you get to use this much? and he stopped. He said, "Now he's supposed to be a comedian, right?"
Right.
He stopped. He says, "Oh, is that supposed to be funny?"
Oh.
See, and I cracked up, man. I laughed. duh, Joe, yeah. Comedy number one. 101. Yeah.
Well, that's it, man. When we start to take ourselves too seriously, that's the separation, right? Like, if you don't get the joke and you know why it's funny, that's you're a guy, your heart is different than a lot of people's. I was trying to explain this to one of the guys on the show. Like, when you went through everything you did with prison and you came out, you were never angry. You were never bitter. It was a chapter in your life that was another experience. I'm angry. I still talk about it and get mad at what they did to you. But you...
Yeah, well, the whole point of life is to learn.
Right.
And you only learn from your mistakes. And so you never learn from your triumphs, you know.
Right, right.
It was always so easy. Well, look at Brady. He kept winning Super Bowls, and it still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he lost, and he goes, "Oh, I get it. I'm done."
That's it. You know? That's right. It's truth, man.
So as long as you're winning, you're not learning anything, you know.
Yeah.
But as soon as you lose, you go, "Oh, you had a." I've been watching all the Muhammad Ali fights and Sugar Ray, because Sugar Ray and I are dinner buddies now, you know.
Oh, what
and I realized I saw bits and pieces of his fights, but now because I see Sugar Ray almost every day, I have to study up on all his fights, you know. So I've been having so much fun, you know, checking everybody out.
He was
in that arena.
He's so fast.
Because Sugar Ray, man, he's amazing. He's got his, you know, he responds when you call his name. You know?
Oh, listen, he when I met Sugar Ray, my first words, I go, "You are pretty." Because he is like, you know, it's like no one put a glove on his face. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, and he's so fast. One of my favorite pieces I have a couple pieces I love. I have that guitar that you gave me for my birthday. It says, "Happy birthday, you dirty biker stoner." And I have a Sugar Ray autographed boxing glove. Those are two of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When we get together, his wife, Bernie, she always, "Okay, no boxing. No boxing
talk."
Oh, come
on. How do you not? Because he's not the biggest guy.
Well, that's all he wants to talk about, you know. Yeah, other than that, he sits there. He's great when we eat. he orders a coffee first.
Right.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure it out. No one could, you know. Everybody gets a drink. Ray, Sugar Ray gets a coffee, black. And then I it's an old habit of his to kill his appetite.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
and
that.
So he, you know, he hardly eats anything. He has a little nibble of this or that. He's not a foodie at all. He's more like a boxer that's trying to keep the weight down.
Yeah, yeah, because he's not a big guy. I mean,
and so he's in the same shape he was in when he fought Hearns and that. You know, he's incredible.
Isn't it incredible that he never suffered any of the brain injuries? Like, you know, he's sharp.
A little bit, not serious, but you know, I don't know. It's a combination of age and that, you know.
Yeah.
Because we were driving one time, he was driving. Uh-huh. He very seldom drives, but when there's one time we're driving and I said, okay, turn left up here, Sugar Ray. And I said, okay, you can turn left at the next turn.
Dude,
I'm so... Okay, no, oh man, we have the best time.
Man, I'm so excited.
Because he's like a cheat, you know. He's like my dog at prison. Because, you know, he's sincere and you know, you're hanging with me. It can be funny.
Do you ever hear from a lot of guys after incarceration do not keep in touch with people? Do you still hear from your guys that you met?
Yeah. Well, the guy that we had a little Goodfellas cooking crew, you know, because as soon as I got in, you know, everybody, all this VIPs, you know, in the prison met me. And one of them was, he's a golf caddy, Eric Larson. And Eric, now he caddies for, God, come on, Tom. Every once in a while, my mind goes blank. Harris English.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Harris English, the golf caddy now. And we always get together because Eric used to be the head cook and gardener. He ran an organic vegetable garden in prison. And so we had the best meals every night, you know. The guys would cook. It would take a couple hours to, you know, cook burritos.
Right.
The first burrito they gave me, I took a little bit and I went to hand it off to the next guy and they go, no, that's yours.
Oh, dude. That's...
What? Yeah, huge, beautiful, incredible. No, we had the best food. We had, and then we would eat it in the TV room.
Right.
When everybody else would be at the you know, mess hall, we'd have a whole auditorium almost with TV, banks of TV against the wall. And that's where we had our private dining area. We had more, I was treated better than the warden.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would think that's the way it would be. And nobody, but no weirdo ever came for you. No, there was never a hard moment when you were in joint with them.
No, because it was Camp Cupcake, they call it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a high-end prison. It's where Melkin and all the Haldeman, Ehrlichman, they all went to jail. And I hold a record. There's a couple of old guys that, you know, were in there for embezzlement, you know, the old accountants. I used to get more mail than anybody, fan mail,
yes,
you know.
Right.
In fact, Eric, the golf caddy, he used to click mail because he had all kinds of mail coming to him. Like he got a couple of university degrees from the, you know, through the mail.
Oh, because he
would pick up my mail for me because it would sound like. Because they call it out, you know, the lady cop, you know, she would, it was kind of embarrassing because it'd be chong, 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 chong. It sounded like a Chinese takeout restaurant. You know, chong, chong.
Hey, listen, you may not know this, but this world kind of loves you, Tommy Chong.
Yeah, well, almost, not a lot. I had to get off Twitter.
Oh.
And we had to stop touring.
Why?
Because you know, the Trumpies, you know, they're crazy.
So. Well, I mean, anybody indoctrinated, I don't care what it is. If you drink the Kool-Aid and you can't wait to strap that uniform on every day, it does something to you. It's a mistake. I don't join anything.
No, it's ignorance is contagious.
Yes.
That's a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, and it really came out when Trump got elected, you know.
Yeah, no, there was no shortage of stupid, man, in this world. That's for sure.
Oh, no, this is our physical world. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
This is where people come because they are stupid, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're surrounded, man.
Well, I believe, I'm that sucker that wants to believe that we are still good humans and a majority. There's a loud contingency on the fray of everything, but that I do believe most people are like you, I hope that they're good, kind, thoughtful, non-judgmental, even if we're different. Like, I've known you a long time, and you and Joe Rogan, you are not cut from the same cloth, but you can be okay. You can have a conversation. It doesn't deteriorate into a nightmare.
Well, the one thing about a stoner, man, it's not hard getting him talking. It's almost impossible to get him to shut up.
That's right.
Sometimes I'll do cameos or podcasts, and they'll say, "Well, Tom, I don't want to keep you. You got a lot of important things to do. I don't want to keep you on the podcast. We've been on 2 hours, you know. And I only asked you one question."
Listen, I sure do hope that you make the rounds and you make it back to Kansas City one day for any reason at all.
I love Kansas City, man. I want to go. I when I watch sports and that, I don't really care who wins, you know, because what does it matter to me? Well, like I did the 90s show and the press was asking me, you know, "Do you think this is going to be a big hit?" And I said, "I don't give a shit."
And they say, "That's exactly right, man."
And then Donna, you know, Laura Pittman, she's a director. She directed me on one of the bits, and it was so nice, you know, because being told what to do by her, you know.
Sure, sure.
You can kind of fantasize, you know.
Yeah, no, I dream of that business, yeah.
But Tommy, okay, just move over here. Okay, babe. Touch me again. Show me where.
Oh, I love you.
So we had a group picture. And my wife noticed that right off the bat.
Yeah.
She was there. And Laura, she had heels on. And so she's towering over everybody. And she's a gorgeous, gorgeous creature anyway. And so, and although they didn't make her, you know, look that hot in the 90s show, but in real life, you know.
Sure. Beautiful.
Laura. And so for the group pictures, next thing I know, I feel this hand on my shoulder, and it's Laura. And she was so cool because she was hugging and kissing everybody else and kind of ignoring me, you know?
Right.
And I was just sitting there like a little puppy dog waiting to be fed. You know? I'm here, Laura. I'm here.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, she's got her arm on my shoulder. And, okay, I get it.
Oh, so good. Listen, man, you get back to Kansas City. It's so great to hear your voice, brother. I mean, I really love you. And you've just been so good to us for, you know, almost 30 years ago I met you. And you've just been such a kind soul, man. And you're one of the greats. And I really mean that, Tommy.
Well, thank you, Johnny. And I'm glad that you're one of the guys like me, you know, the energizing bunnies. They never give up.
That's right.
They'll be doing your funeral thing, thinking that, oh no, this guy's going to wake up. He's going to be good. Take care, brother.
I love you, man. You are the great.
Okay, take care. Love you.
What a great. And before anybody gets upset he didn't vote for Donald Trump, you remember he's Tommy Goddamn Chong. All right? And it's, listen, my head would explode if he went the other way. Because he has been a hippie. He's been a pothead. He's been a stoner comedian all of his life. And he's the greatest example of nice, of just nice and good. Like, you don't have to vote like him. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you, you ought to try to make your life a little more like his. I need to make my life. I need to be a lot less angry.
Yeah.
And a whole lot more Tommy.
Well, and those films, like I was talking to Tommy before he came on. Like, if you go back to the old movies, and I mean, don't watch them on TBS or whatever, like, really find the uncensored movie.
Yes.
But, like, Still Smoking and Nice Dreams.
So good,
and
Up and Man.
So, I mean, are such fantastically awesome, stupid stoner movies.
And like, if you haven't seen them, go see them again. They're as viable as Animal House.
Yeah.
They are truly, this you remember, because you got to put it in correct context. You would go to prison for a very long time, mm-hmm. if you were caught with the drugs that they were laughing about. So they had these entire comedies based on weed and drugs and large amount of drugs. And the very real truth was, at the exact same time in America, people were being handed sentences for life.
Yeah.
Like the same thing you get for trying to assassinate a president. For the same thing for murdering a school bus full of children. And then you got caught with this bag of plant.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go to prison for the rest of your life. It's real.
Yeah.
So in that context, the reason you laugh is almost, it's funny and it's almost nervous laughter because
it's unbelievable.
You're
yeah.
poking the government right in the eye. And it came back. There's no doubt, dude. Ashcroft, you know, that POS, he can't die a brink.
Well, they created an entire Operation Pipe Dreams thing just to make it happen. They created a whole task force to make it happen.
All your tax dollars went to work to put Tommy Chong, that guy, in prison for selling a glass pipe. And it was only so that prick, Ashcroft, could get votes because he was a high visual person. He was doing he'd done all the movies, he had TV shows, he was a comedy mm-hmm. genius. And they just wanted a trophy. They did it. And then they backdoored him and they said, "We'll put your children in prison if you do not take this."
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, it makes me feel way better. I mean, they took 9 months of his life and you can't get back time, but I do love it when he says, "Oh, we had the best food ever. We were watching TV." I'm like, that makes me feel good that it...
We are way angrier about it than he is.
Oh, he is not mad. He is not mad.
One of my things that I cherish, and it's weird to bring it up to him because it wasn't meant this way, but you remember he had wanted some Sweat Lodge books.
Right.
So I'd sent them to him in the joint, and he wrote me a couple of letters from prison that I have still in a safe at home. Just personal, just notes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But still, you think, this letter's from Tommy Chong in prison. Like,
that's what I thought the whole day at the old building
crazy,
when we
man.
Played catch with the football with him. And though I was trying to think in my head to keep my lips from moving because I was talking to myself going, "I'm playing football with Tommy Chong."
No, no, man. He's
like, they're going to think I'm crazy talking to my shadow.
No, but listen, there's very few like him in this world, man. And he's just one of the greats.
He's a great dude. He is a good dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.